Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Yeah. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
VT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. All right, we'll get back to your calls. Both the Jets and the Giants stink. We know that. We want to let you guys vent. Really, that's all there is to do with the football season in New York. Both these teams are just dreadful and officially done after yesterday. But looking ahead, BTs, we could start to do that now a little bit with Aaron Rodgers. For me, where the Jets are at right now, and with his contract construction, all that, I'm running it back next year. And I don't think Rodgers is the problem. I think it's everything else. I think the Jets' biggest issue is a lack of a real head coach who knows what he's doing. So that's what I would look to do and keep Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if they have a choice.
Well, they do, but they're going to have the stomach for it. Listen, the significant draft capital that you used in the trade, that's already sunk in cost, so it is what it is. He's under contract for 2025. The salary's not guaranteed, though. All right, this is the important stuff. So if the Jets want to trade him, if anybody would even want him, or if they've got the appetite to release him and deal with some of the PR stuff, oh, you put all this in Rodgers, now you release him, which to me wouldn't matter, they could do that. Now, the thing is, if he gets released or is dealt before June, then you're looking at it, and this is big, the Jets would have $49 million in dead money, all right? So basically, they'd lose about $25.5 million in cap space for 2025, so there'd be a direct penalty next season, but then it would open up a lot of space down the road. I don't have any interest in bringing Aaron Rodgers back because Aaron Rodgers at this point, all he wants to do is run the offense that he wants to run, and his offense is antiquated. It is time for a new offense, a new quarterback, a new coach, a new coordinator, and a new voice. That's it. That's where I'm
but
at.
But don't you think they have a better chance to succeed next year with a real head coach, with this talented group? And obviously, they're going to have to make some other moves to fill in everything else. But
I don't think he's good enough anymore.
Okay, well, what's the alternative? Because I don't think he's the problem. Now, is he great?
He's not the answer.
Yeah, well.
I got news for you. He might not be the problem. He's definitely not the answer. He can't move, and he's missing throws, man. He's not the same guy, Sal.
No, he's not the same guy, but he's still... Okay, so what's the alternative to that?
The alternative is to get... And hopefully it will be Belichick, but I don't think he'll do that. Get an established coach and truly start over.
Yeah, but if you're going to get an established coach like one of the reasons why I say Belichick and Gruden is because of Rodgers.
Yeah, I can't build it that way anymore. No, that's one thing. I've got no interest in that.
No, but just for now, while they try to rebuild the future, you bring in a guy like Gruden, let's say, because Belichick probably not going to come here.
Okay.
Let's say Gruden comes here. You have him work with Rodgers for this next season, and while you have an eye on the future and how you're going to try to rebuild the football program back up, but at least you have that combination now, and maybe you could have some success that could start, like, it should have been the hire 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, when Rodgers first gets here, you know, Robert Saleh's not the guy. Like, they have to clean up the timeline. To me, it's either that or then blow the whole thing up and then start from scratch and go hire the inexperienced head coach, which, you know, they failed at a million times over. Nothing's going to change. Like, I'd rather hire a veteran coach with Rodgers at the quarterback while having an eye on the future, doing it the right way, trying to
see. But hold on, but that's not the right way, because you're still trotting a 41-year-old, you know, decaying quarterback out there, so you're not really taking any steps toward the future. It sounds good. I know what you mean, you know, hey, try to win now and have an eye on the future, but you're not taking any proper steps to get to the future.
Well,
so
yes,
at this point,
yeah, because you'd have a veteran quarterback being the leader to build the
foundation. He's not a leader. His guys aren't following him. He's not a leader.
He's a leader.
I met somebody. Remember the... I got to be careful with this one. I mean, how do I word this? Remember the Verizon event I was at?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, they didn't work for Verizon.
Yeah.
I met somebody who lives in Florham Park.
Yeah.
And actually lives in one of the buildings that a lot of Jets live in. And they said they are absolutely miserable and that no one's following Rodgers. So
yeah, I could see that, but I still don't think that that's on him. I think that that's on them. I also think that that's on lack of having a head coach.
I'm looking to end it.
Okay, right. Let's say they move on from Rodgers. Who's going to be a quarterback next year?
I don't know, it's a problem until you actually get a solution. So is there a solution at 11:07 and 44 seconds on November 11, 2024? Maybe not. But the good thing is, you know, week one is not, you know, at 11:08.
I don't need a name. Time. No, I don't need a name. I want are you going to go with a rookie that you're going to draft? Are you going to go with a quarterback somewhere else?
It's got to be somebody that you draft. It's got to be.
But then that's the exact thing that this franchise has been failing at year after year after year. Like every regime does the same thing.
Yeah, but Sal, it doesn't work because they draft the wrong guy.
No, it's
if
not
they
just
would have drafted. No, well, but that's true. I know where you're going to go. Partially, they draft the wrong guy, and maybe primarily they don't insulate that guy with the things that you need to actually, you know, harness that young talent and make sure you don't have a broken quarterback.
They would have screwed up Patrick Mahomes
and maybe Josh Allen.
Yeah.
No, there's truth to that. But listen, if we're going to operate under the notion that no matter what they do, they're going to mess it up, then it's a wrap.
No, it's
then there's
not,
nothing to talk
it's,
about.
It's not what they do. It's what they're doing. Like, it's not just no matter what the Jets do, it's going to be failure because they're the Jets.
Yeah.
It's because of the way that they've done it. So if you learn from the past, you would say, okay, they need to build a foundation, which is one of the reasons why I love the idea of Rodgers coming over, move Zach to the bench the way that he should have been.
I like that too.
Yeah, and it didn't work for a litany of reasons. Rodgers goes down the first snap, and what do? They throw Zach to the wolves yet again. He never had the chance to properly develop. Now, a lot of that's on him as well, but you get the point. They're not building a foundation of success to where you could insert said quarterback in to have success, where maybe a guy like Gruden can build that foundation while having Rodgers here for a year and see how it works out, but build the overall foundation and then move forward from there, whether it's a young quarterback you draft, whether it's somebody you want to take a chance on from another organization, however you want to do it. But just hiring Ben Johnson's not coming here. So you're not, even if you hire an inexperienced head coach,
which I don't want to do.
Me neither. They need a real head coach.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get a good one because no good one is going to want to take this job. Really, Gruden's the best option because nobody else would want the job. It's the GL's point. He's exactly right. I would go for Belichick myself. There's no way he would take it. So who's the option to get a veteran, established coach that's good? I mean, maybe your point about McCarthy, but again, that plays the point about running it back with, which I would rather do that than hire some unknown. I'd rather hire an experienced guy who knows how to build a program and at least set the foundation up for maybe success down the road with drafting a younger quarterback.
That's the goal for me as well. But as I come to my answer here about what the Jets should do with Rodgers next season, I've just come to the determination he's simply not good enough. He's not worth the headache. He's not worth the, you know, grooming everything his way, what calls you play, pardon me, what players you bring in. That's it. It's over. He can't make the plays the way he used to. And here's the other problem. If they go to Gruden, right? See, Rodgers is still playing with the playbook that he had basically in Green Bay for the most part.
Right.
Because who did he come here with? Came here with Hackett. So Hackett was in Green Bay. They ran the same stuff. Hackett's been marginalized. Soon he'll be gone. And if you bring in Gruden, Gruden's not going to run the same stuff that Rodgers feels comfortable with. So I think there'll be a transition. It won't be smooth. And then he'll be 42. You just got to end it, man. If he was a little bit better than he showed me, and I think that a lot of Jet fans would agree with me. I just don't see enough talent anymore. I don't mean the occasional throw where you're like, whoa, but I mean the ability to really move around them and do something other than a back shoulder throw. He doesn't make enough plays to justify running this back.
The problem is there are no good quarterbacks. Look at the league. I mean, Sam Darnold has reverted again to sucking.
What do you have, three picks yesterday?
Did he throw a fourth? I think three.
I saw three.
So look at the league and tell me, like if you could have some success with some of these other Kirk Cousins is worthless. Look at all the money he got. I'd rather have Rodgers than Kirk Cousins any day of the week. Like, look at these quarterbacks.
I got a solution for you. This is going to sound crazy based on what we've talked about all year, but really today's open, and if you missed it, it was good. The free Odyssey app, all the stuff, Jets and Giants. When the Giants cut Daniel Jones, if I'm the Jets, I'd pick him up.
Why?
I swear to God, I would pick up Daniel, because here's what I know I'm going to get. I'm going to get at least a guy for 1 year, just a steady, smart, good locker room, committed guy who obviously I'm not paying a lot of money to because I didn't draft him sixth overall.
Right.
And I'm not running him out there for the third and fourth and fifth and sixth year. He's a 1 year gap, then I draft the kid.
Yeah, you'd rather have Daniel Jones
Rodgers. He can't play anymore. He's
Daniel
just not the same
Jones
guy.
Can't throw the football.
I understand that, but think about the price. Like, Rodgers is going to make $40 million next year. Once the Giants cut Daniel Jones, what's he getting?
I'll tell you, if I'm the Giants, I would kill for a trade right now, Daniel Jones for Aaron Rodgers. You put Aaron Rodgers on the Giants, and they're winning significantly more games.
Not with that offensive line. At least Jones can move a little bit. Rodgers can't. I thought that Rodgers, the second half against the Texans, showed that he was going to move a little bit. He just can't move. He's like, he can extend the pocket, but you got to be able to run for the occasional first down. Think about the way the Jets have lost this year. First, it was Drake May. Then it was Jacoby Brissett later on that game running for first downs. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to tuck it and run. Even if you're just a threat and you don't do it every single week, you've got to put that on film because defense has to react to it. The Jets are so easy to guard against because everything's either along the sidelines or it is so predictable. And he's just not anymore, Rodgers.
If you want to move on from Rodgers and we can disagree with that, fine. You got to give me something better than Daniel Jones. Like this, and that's part of the challenge is that it's hard to forget Daniel Jones, but it's hard to find somebody as good as Aaron Rodgers. Look at the league. And you're right. Daniel Jones is going to be an option for somebody out there that maybe is looking for a quarterback.
A cheap option. That's important.
Yeah,
cheap.
I wouldn't touch him at all. Oh, God. Ari is calling from West Orange. What's up, Ari?
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye, Ari. Chris is calling. Sorry, your line is bad. You got to give us a call back. Get off the speakerphone. Chris is in Nanuet. What's up, Chris?
Hey, BT and Sal. How you guys doing?
Hey, Chris. What's happening, buddy?
So, I'm a huge Jets fan. My family, my dad goes way back to Shea Stadium, season ticket holders. And here's what I got to say. You want to fix the Jets, it starts with ownership. Okay? Ownership needs to take accountability. They need to sell the team. People got to stop going to the games. We're the idiots that go to the games.
Yeah.
DC.
Yeah.
We're the guys that show up and root for this team that gives us nothing.
I know. Chris, you know what
they give us nothing. Where do we go? Spending our money. It's going right to Woody Johnson's pocket.
But don't do it. It's your choice.
Well, that's
exactly. So let's stop showing up.
Well, I mean, listen, Chris, I've said this before. Remember years ago, people were trying to get me involved in some Nick boycott. I don't do that, right? And I won't do it here. Because I know there's a lot of families who might get their hands on tickets for the first time who maybe can't afford it, and they get a chance to take their kids, and it's a lifelong, it's a picture that's frozen in time.
Those are something to do. People enjoy going to games.
That's true, too.
You love doing it. You're trying to get through life.
A little tailgate. We'll throw the hoodie on, have a beer, put the grill up. I get it. I'm not trying to strip away any joy that's going to, especially when it's frozen in time with a picture that's going to be there forever. But I will say this without telling you what not to do. If you're not one of those people who get handed the free tickets, if you willingly and blindly just give the Jets money, you're out of your minds. You're out of your minds. They don't deserve it. They do nothing for us. All they do is they just hike up ticket prices. And that's something else I don't get really involved in. I remember back in the day, people would call Mike and Chris and, complain about, and now you get a little bit with us on the secondary market. I get the conversations evolved. But for the Jets to have the backbone to actually increase ticket prices, are they out of their minds?
What, they did that going into this year?
They've already done it. Yeah.
Going into next year or this year?
I think it was both, but I know next year.
I mean, that's on you if you want to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll let you make the decision, but I ain't doing it.
And you were talking about the Jets, but the Giants, at least, what did we give away last year? Was it a free Pepsi or something that Mr. Merrick gave
away? I think it was
a Coke. Oh, free. Okay, well, whatever it is.
Maybe a scarf as well.
Yeah, hey, you can enjoy the Giants' winless season at MetLife, but you might get a free soda at the end of it. So it might make it a little more.
They haven't won at home yet. They're 0-1. What, they 0-5 now? Yeah. Oh, God.
Drew is calling from Comac. What's up, Drew?
0-1 internationally.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Dylan.
Hey, Drew.
So many points here, but
take your best one.
Well, I agree with BT 1,000%. The guy is immobile. He takes away one aspect of the game. Defense doesn't have to get, they could just sit back there, wait for the pass. He's no threat to rush. He's done. You got to get rid of him. And if I'm Woody Johnson, not only do I consider Gruden, but I roll out the Brinks truck, and it doesn't mean that this guy would coach, but at least get his opinion to set an infrastructure in the organization to maybe get this thing back on track. I talk to Jimmy Johnson and say, who do you think is the best talent evaluator out there? Who do you think is going to be the best coach
I think it's past Jimmy By.
I think it's past Jimmy By. I don't think Jimmy Johnson's the answer on him.
No, I'm not saying Jimmy to be the coach.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. I know what you're saying. Just to gauge what's out there and give almost like an audit of the, that doesn't move me. Jimmy Johnson.
If I'm going to do that, I just go
get Bill. Terry Bradshaw about the next quarterback they should draft. Yeah. I mean, do we play this game all day?
I would have Parcells be an advisor, if anything. But again, you don't even need to do that. The Jets are a mess of an organization. And the only thing that would satisfy me to any kind of certain extent would be for an established, undoubtedly a terrific head coach. It doesn't mean that it's going to guarantee success, but at least you'd say, okay, I don't have to worry about this right now. This guy should know how to build a football team out. And really, there aren't that many out there. Belichick, Gruden. I mean, you know, going to bring Cowher out of retirement.
He's comfortable.
Go over some of those guys. Like McCarthy, if he becomes available.
I threw it out there, but I don't want Rodgers back. And if Rodgers, I certainly don't want McCarthy without Rodgers.
Yeah, well.
Not interested.
So who are the guys? I mean, Vrabel's not that guy.
I got to be honest with you. Like, Gruden's appealing to me because of the fire and all that. And I'm sure some people want Rex back.
Because he's desperate.
Yes, for sure.
Gruden.
What do you do with the Raiders?
Yeah.
What'd he do second time?
Well, I thought he did start to build that team into on the right track.
Were they really moving? I know the carpet got kind of ripped out from underneath his feet as his own problem, obviously. And that's another thing. Do you think that, you know, what happened, that Woody or Chris or whomever or the fans would even be okay with him coming here?
But if you're not, then who?
Mike Vrabel. At least I know the man could coach. And he won games with Ryan Tannehill. I mean, to me, if I'm putting out a resume,
I mean, I guess,
honestly, you know, forget about my name and my address and my email and my cell phone number and what college. The first thing I'm putting on my football resume is, and it's going to be very short and sweet, I won a lot of.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Games with Ryan Tannehill. That's my entire resume.
Yeah.
You want me? So think about this, Sal. We're talking about Dable not winning with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Vrabel did the exact opposite. But consistently.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill won 10, 11 games multiple years in a row.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he's going to be the best option out there, but they had better options available. And now I'm supposed to think that Vrabel's going to be the guy to turn the New York Jets franchise around.
Well, I don't know who the better option is. And to me, it's not just a case of him being the best option. Like, you can just be the best option because there's nobody else out there. I actually think that Vrabel is a good option.
Yeah.
Independent of what's out there.
I don't love it. Just
my gut. But why, though?
9-7, 9-7, 11-5, 12-5, 7-10, 6-11.
Who's this? And every year it was Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Every year.
Well, no, not the last couple.
Well, not
right?
The last. But think about this. He takes over at 18.
But why did they then get worse? I'm not saying you can't have a couple of bad seasons, but progressively worse.
I don't listen. Do I know the true story behind the old line? And I don't know what the hell happened in Tennessee.
It's not the worst move, and I think it's probably the most likely. Like, it just seems like it's the best fit.
Mm-hmm.
Again, would he even want to come here is the big question.
I don't know.
But there still, to me, leaves a cloud of uncertainty with Vrabel. Like, with Belichick, with Gruden, at least I know that even McCarthy, like, I know these guys have won a Super Bowl before, so they know what it takes. Doesn't mean it's going to happen here.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Here's no the other thing. If nobody wants the job, because you already hear him groveling for it, Rex will be back. Because Woody knows nobody else.
Well, I'd rather have Harbaugh than Rex, I give you that. Although, season, as I said, I'd hire Rex. I would have hired Rex before the Texans game. It would have made the Jets watchable this year.
You did say that.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. The number to call. I put out a poll yesterday on social media after both games. Who sucks worse, Jets or Giants? Almost 3,000 votes. 62% said the Jets. And I understand why, because of the expectation. But yesterday, the expectation was the Giants were going to win that game. I at least did not expect the Jets were going to win the game. And even if you did, it couldn't have been with full conviction going against the Cardinals. And the Giants, they're playing the worst team in the league. Who knew the Giants were going to turn into the worst team in the league? So I think it's gotten so bad with the Giants. And the Jets, like, to me, BT, their loss yesterday was not worse than the loss to the Patriots. Once the Jets lost to the Patriots, that was rock bottom. I don't think yesterday was rock bottom.
I think it was. You know, just the optics of that defeat. No touchdowns. Just the
right, but what'd you expect at this point?
I expected some points. I mean, is that too much to ask?
But after they let Jacoby Brissett march down the field
I get it, Sal. They've had a lot of issues. But I'm just saying I expected them to score some points. I was hoping that they would win. I expected some points. I understood that Arizona, you know, they presented some issues. When you go up against the seventh best running team in the NFL, who averages 150 yards a game, which is what they do, and they've got a young, athletic quarterback, not to mention Cotter, who's going bonkers, the kid behind him who runs like a tank, who just bowls people over. That was feeding into the Jets' weaknesses, which definitely worried me. So I figured, all right, Arizona's going to do their thing and get in the end zone a couple of times. I thought the Jets would at least have a chance to match them and score some points.
But, I mean, Arizona might be a playoff team. Carolina has a quarterback that looks like he doesn't belong in the NFL, and they're trading guys away. I mean, they were the worst team in football, and yet they beat you. And they beat you pretty handily, too. I know it came down to overtime, but still, the Panthers dominated that game.
Most of it. The reason why I think the Giants is, it's not, I mean, it's bad. This is all under the umbrella of relativeness, clearly, because it's all relative to what's good and what's bad. I think that it's worse for the Jets because, again, misguided or not, I don't think there was any Giant fan that sat down yesterday thinking that that could be the start of something that maybe jumpstarts the season, whereas with, you know, even varying degrees of belief in the Jets, whether it was the muddled AFC, teams losing again earlier in the day that would add to that muddled nature in the standings, the Jets have a pretty soft schedule moving forward, the way they looked in half number two against the Texans, so I just think there's a different level of disappointment.
Right, but
that's all.
But what about the Giant fan who's just like, you know what, for once I just want to enjoy my Sunday, get up early, watch my team in the national spotlight in Germany, and see them beat a team, you know, just have a refreshing win for a change.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Rest of the season's over anyway, like it's not playoffs, but I mean, you're thinking, hey, at least today I'm going to see neighbors go nuts, maybe see Tracy a little bit, see something positive, and they lose that game.
But I think that enthusiasm, I'm not saying that there were no fans who thought that. Yeah. Clearly there were some. But I think that the enthusiasm for even that game as 6.5, 7, I don't know what it went off at, 6.5, 7-point favorites against a 7?
I'm saying that it's even that high.
Yeah, it was crazy. But to lose to that doormat is definitely sobering. But Daniel Jones is still the quarterback. So until he's gone, I just feel maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the overwhelming majority of Giant fans are already conditioned to not expect much because they've been beaten down by Daniel Jones.
And Aaron Rodgers, still the quarterback of the Jets. Frank is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Hello, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all the veterans that helped us.
Yes, sir.
I have a couple of points about the Jets, if you let me.
Yeah, good.
Starts with the owner, okay? A couple of years, remember in Hard Knocks? The last cut, I don't remember who it was, but Sala jumping all over him, telling him he's one of us now. I don't know what one of us is, not missing the playoffs for 12 years. That's not one of us. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be one of you. So Sala right there started that ridiculousness.
Okay.
Number two, if no one, I never heard this anywhere, but if Aaron Rodgers got the Jeopardy job, which he begged for and wanted, would he be the Jets coach or quarterback right now?
Yeah, I think he was probably going to try to do both. Rodgers was not quitting. He loves playing. He wanted to play.
And to bring him back would be the most ridiculous thing, especially for the $49 million.
Yep.
The guy's 40 years old, and you're saying, who's out there better? There's anybody better. I would take a backup.
That's not true. You want Daniel Jones instead of Aaron Rodgers?
Why not?
Because he sucks. That's why. And thanks for the call, Frank. Because he's horrible. I mean, come on. Watch the two play. And I know, BT, you brought this up before. Let's get real here. I mean, are we really saying you'd rather have Daniel Jones than Aaron Rodgers? I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is 50 and in a wheelchair. I'd rather have him on the field than Daniel Jones because I know he can make the throws down the field. I mean, BT, Colt could have made those throws yesterday. Daniel Jones afraid to pull the trigger, throwing the football down the field with two guys running wide open down the field.
Yeah. Listen, big picture, which it's hard to divorce ourselves from the meat of their careers and who they are, you know, as professionals, not just this season. So it's obviously clearly advantage Rodgers, and even now, just this season, it's still Rodgers. But let's not overstate this. You know, first half against the Texans last week, 0 points. Yesterday against the Cardinals, a team that gives up points, no touchdowns. Like, it's not like the Jets are losing because, well, their defense does stink, but it's not like they're losing 31-28 every week or 35-30 like Kenny O'Brien used to lose. At least Kenny O'Brien in the mid-80s would do his job. The defense just couldn't stop anybody, so they'd lose to Marino by a touchdown, but they'd score 30-something points. The Jets aren't scoring.
Right, but is it the offensive line or is it the quarterback?
It's everything, but when you're the quarterback, you've got to bear the brunt of not getting your team in the end zone.
Do the big bad Jets run the football well with those two backs who I heard about being the best tandem in the league?
I mean, you can't if there's no holes to run through.
Okay.
Or if you don't remain committed to it, which they didn't early in the season when Hackett was still doing it.
They do everything wrong. Everything wrong.
What do the Jets do right? That's easier than... It's
I like
a shorter
the uniforms.
List. Yeah. I do, too. That's true.
The old school uniforms look nice.
They are sweet. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they're on the third or fourth kicker. It's insane. You know, CJ, who I've got a lot of respect for, he's got to retire. He's really just...
Always
hurt.
How's that? And you can't blame it.
I've got respect for him. But come on.
I mean, he's a good player, but you can't say that's why the defense is falling apart. Because
it hasn't helped, but no, I'm not going to just say that. How'd
the trade for Davante Adams work?
It looks awful.
How'd the trade for Reddick work?
They did nothing yesterday.
I mean, they just... they're an embarrassment every which way. I heard Garrett Wilson was the best wide receiver. I heard Sauce, or as you say, Soft Gardner, was the best cornerback. I heard Breece Hall was the best running back. Braylon Allen's supposed to be a 1-2 punch. Oh, can't be matched. I heard all this stuff.
No.
And then you actually watch them play, and it's like, these guys aren't that good. They haven't done anything. Nothing. Rodgers is the one guy who's done something. Now, has he been as good or anywhere near what he was in Green Bay? No, but what do you expect of a guy at his age? I still think, though, now price aside, and price is a big factor here, I still think Rodgers is clearly their best option next year.
I can't do it next year. He's got to go. He's got to be gone, honestly. Just put the sign out there for your home. You know, maybe the market starts to rally. Maybe you make a few more million. Just, you know, honestly, move on. That's it. And I'm not going to sit here and just, like, rattle off, you know, disparaging comments about Rodgers. It didn't work. He's not young.
But did it not work because of him?
It doesn't. I don't know the absolute correct answer, but at this point, it's almost irrelevant. When it doesn't work, you've got to try to get something that will. So the coaches didn't work. The quarterback didn't work. Whatever coach they bring in is not going to run the same system and held captive like Rodgers held Hackett and Saleh and now, what's the other guy? Downing and Ulbrich. Like, it's got to be a clean break.
Yeah.
I mean, think about if you bring Gruden in here. And just if they get Gruden or even Rex, but let's say Gruden and Rodgers stays. Do you really think that John Gruden is going to acquiesce to what Aaron Rodgers wants to run?
No.
Like every other yes man the Jets have employed since they got Rodgers?
No.
Exactly. So do you expect Rodgers at the age of 41 to either A, be able to fully grasp a new play? I know he's smart.
Well, if he doesn't want to,
or want to do it. Right. The answer is no.
Well, but then you move on.
Well, I'm not even wasting time deciphering because I already know the answer.
But what if Gruden says, I want Rodgers? He's
not going to say that.
Why not?
Yes, if he does, then I don't want Gruden.
Well, why not?
Because if that's what he thinks, then he's the wrong guy for the job. Are they going with Aaron Rodgers? Where?
I don't know, but you're going to need a quarterback.
I understand that, but you're going to need the framework of a team
right.
before Rodgers, Right, Rodgers is a solo act at this. Football's a team sport. He's become a solo act, and the concert's over.
Is he the problem, or the guys who maybe quit on him and the team the problem?
Sal, he's not the solution. I'm not in there, and I'm not smart enough to know like where the blame starts and where it officially ends. What I do know is that he is not the answer.
I would side with Rodgers than the rest of the slop. The unaccomplished, overhyped, attention-craving, crybaby New York Jets. It's not my fault that I got carried by a tight end for 15 yards and we lost. It's not my fault. Or Garrett Wilson or all the other overhyped, over-talked-about, crybaby, pathetic New York Jets. I'll side with the four-time MVP, Super Bowl winner Aaron Rodgers and say that if he's trying to lead the way, those guys that don't want to buy in, it's their problem, not him. While acknowledging he's certainly not the same as he was in the prime, he could still throw the football. He's still more accomplished than anybody in that locker room ever will be, period. End of story.
Yep.
That
I agree with. It doesn't mean that it's going to be pushed forward properly because, like, resumes and career accolades at this point mean zero. Because for the locker room that he's currently in, not the one that he was in for 17, 18 years, the one that he's currently in, he hasn't done a damn thing for them to the point where Zach Wilson may wind up winning more games last year than Aaron Rodgers this year with more talent for Aaron Rodgers.
John is in Lindenhurst. What's up, John?
Oh, God.
BT, Sal, how we doing, yeah, boys?
Good. What's up, man?
All guys.
Hey, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
So, BT, let me preface this by saying I'm not a Jet fan, but I'm going to throw a name out there when you talk about the next head coach.
Okay.
He could build a culture. He rallies around his guys. What about Deion Sanders as the next coach of the New York Jets?
Oh, my God. I never even thought about that. I'm not interested in Deion coaching the Jets. No interest. Go coach the Cowboys.
You think Deion would even want the job?
No. Why would he? No, Deion's going to have probably a better option.
You would think. He
maybe.
Wants to be head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, now if you can get a son here, but you can't manipulate that.
Well, there's a better chance that he would get him, based on the way things are going with the standings, right? There's a better chance that he would get him than the Cowboys.
He's going first or second. And the Jets right now, they're going to win six, seven games. Then I get
would
the first, second,
Deion
or third.
With the Giants?
I just...
Deion and Shador? Oh, my God, that would be...
I mean, it would be crazy. I don't know. That's not what I'm looking for. You know, I think if I'm the Cowboys, Deion's appealing. I mean, I don't know. It's where we're at. Just throw names at a board.
Well, Deion, I think it's an interesting thought. Like, Deion wants to be a head coach in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would not touch him. And remember, you're listening to somebody who was a huge Deion fan. It's the reason why I became a Falcon fan back in the early 90s. But we're a long way since that, and I give him credit for what he's done with Colorado. That's great, but you're telling me they're going to hire Deion Sanders as opposed to the opportunity to hire Jim Harbaugh? Like, think of how many years Harbaugh stayed at Michigan where you could have had him.
Yeah.
Either the Jets or the Giants, and I can't tell you how many shows I yelled and begged and pleaded, would somebody please hire this guy? He's the guy. All of a sudden, Deion Sanders more accomplished than that, and you're going to hire him? And without his son? And without the college rules, like, I'm not buying it.
Me neither. I'm just trying to determine if we're missing anybody. Like, Hoff, are we missing anybody? Like, we're in it. You know, are you here? Are we missing a name that's
I'm sure,
good one?
I'm sure there are names out there.
Like, a good one. Like, a real, like, where we'd all be like, Yes, that's the guy.
Good head coach?
Yeah, the whole, the coach, the culture, the resume, he's already done it. He's going to be able to work New York. I think Gruden would handle New York well. But are we missing a name? Because not only are the Jets a disaster, but they're not going to be in a position to draft the quarterback. And this doesn't seem to be a great year to hire a head coach because you missed the boat last year with a couple.
I know. I keep on saying it. It'll never happen. But I do want Belichick in New York.
You know, I do it too. He's not coming.
How about Pete Carroll?
Nah, I'm not interested in Pete.
You know, he'd want it. Program builder.
He probably would.
Positive guy.
Yeah, positive Petey. Hey, we got a couple of
You know,
them
on that note, I heard John Idzik is still looking for a job.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't compare Pete Carroll to John Idzik.
I'm thinking bringing Idzik and Carroll.
They work together.
One, two, three, punch, yeah.
I don't want Pete Carroll. Oh, God, please, no. I mean,
really?
Going backwards, man.
What do you mean going backwards?
He coached the Jets already.
I understand that he had a lot of success afterwards.
I know he did. Not to get into like the ages of Matt. He's just not. He's not young enough.
Well, how old's Gruden?
Oh, Gruden's younger than Pete Carroll.
How old is Gruden, Hoff? Can you look that up?
I'm going to say 60. I'm going to guess 62-ish.
And what's Pete? Early 70s?
Yes. Pete's like 74, 75.
He's that old?
Gruden's 61.
All right, All right, Gruden's 61. And what's Pete?
I think Pete Carroll's much older than you guys.
He might be 75.
He was born in 51.
73.
73. Yeah, I mean, and Belichick's not young either, but I don't know, I just have more trust in Bill. It's not an age thing. It's just a belief in being able to do it.
If it were me, my order of...
How about Pat Riley? Pat Riley to coach the Jets?
I would do everything I can to get Bill... And I would have Pete Carroll second on that list. No nonsense. You know these guys are the ultimate leaders and head coaches. Now, you do it with the understanding that, you know, maybe 3-year deals for each. Maybe 4 years, I guess, max. But yeah. I'd rather that and have them try to build a foundation. Look, the Jets cannot again hire another first-time head coach. They can't do it. So that would add what? You're going to add Vrabel to that mix? I'd rather have... Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, and the only reason why I'm not going harder on Bill is because, like, there's just no chance.
Yeah, come. I mean, Pete Carroll, no. Belichick, yes. Pete Carroll, no. This is where we're at. Pete Carroll. Now, I know it wasn't his fault, but he was the head coach back in 94 with the fake spike. 94.
You got to let that go.
It's not his fault. That's why I preface it with it's not his fault. That was 1994. It's 2024.
Yeah.
Bring back Pete? Come on, dude. There's got to be better solutions than that.
How about the man genius? He would be number three on my list. They right or wrong.
Genius. It's like the only thing the Sopranos got wrong.
I'm serious. Yeah, I know. Hey, Tony's the man genius.
I know. Hey, we can say hi to him.
I love man genius. I legit believed in him.
I did too.
Right
did
or
too.
Wrong. Bring back the man genius.
He got in his own way. All right. I don't know if there's an answer. That's the bottom line.
I have one more.
Go ahead.
I have one more because I think he did himself a disservice here. I would almost think about Joe Judge.
The hell out of here.
Hold on. I will say this. Give me 2 seconds here. He talked himself out of a job a couple years ago with the Giants.
Yeah.
But he had a decent game plan. He just, listen, clearly it hasn't changed with the Giants since Joe Judge left.
Speaking of that, by the way, let's say the Giants do fire Dable if I'm the Jets.
Okay. Now.
He'd be on my list.
That's more acceptable than Judge. Yeah. But when I say to you. Because I actually thought about that. But why? Tangibly why? What are you touting Dable as? Like, he's not the quarterback whisperer.
He took Daniel Jones to the playoffs. Right. And just based on... You're right.
You know what I mean?
Gut feel, though, is I believe... Now, you're going to put him against Vrabel.
Who's going to be the GM? Joe Shane? Like, we're just going to flip? Nah, dude, come on, you guys.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Continuing with your calls here. Jets, Giants, both stink. Let's hear about it. 888-808-1019. I mean, we're just in a bad spot because it doesn't seem like it's going to get better anytime soon either for each team. We're talking about bringing back Pete Carroll. You're talking about taking Daniel Jones on the Jets. I mean, it has gotten pretty bad. John is in North Babylon. What's up, John?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
So let me preface this by saying I'm 61 years old, and to me, the Jets have to just blow it up. And Sal, I know your opinion is to bring Rodgers back. Me personally, I wouldn't want him back. I don't know what the answer is, but I would say this. If they're going to blow it up and they're going to sweep the coaches out and Joe Douglas is gone, then I leave it to the new coaching staff and GM if they decide they want to bring Rodgers back, that's their business. I wouldn't want that, but I would leave it up to them. If they decide they don't want Rodgers back and they want to go in a different direction, I leave it to them.
I'm fine with that. I like that, John. I would be fine with that if it were the right head coach and he's truly making the decision. I'm okay with that.
Okay, secondly, and I got one other point. I got two more points to make. On the investment, and BT and Sal, I get what you're saying. You can't tell people to boycott. I understand that. For me, being a lifelong Jet fan, and again, I'm 61 years old, I have invested more than money, my emotions, into this franchise, and in all fairness, have gotten zero in return.
Yeah.
From the time I can remember to now, I've gone to 4 AFC championships and no Super Bowls. And I've given my emotions to this team, and I'm to the point of breaking that I don't even want to root for them anymore.
Well, then don't. Honestly. I mean, listen, the one thing, let's not get it so twisted, and thanks for the call there, John. This is not like you go to a store, a high-end store, and you, hey, you know, I'm going to treat myself to a really nice suit here, a nice thread count, and really, I'm going to spend some money, but I'm going to be rewarded with a gorgeous suit. You do that, you're going to be rewarded with a gorgeous suit, or a nice watch, or a pair of shoes, or a car. Well, that's the expectation. You get what you pay for. You don't get that guarantee in sports. You just don't. Now, if I go out to eat, and a nice bottle of wine, and you know, maybe spend a couple of hundred on special occasions, like me and my wife, if there's hair in the food or there's, I know, that repulses me. Well, I cannot eat. I can't eat. I can't take a nibble. I'm done. I start gagging. But it has happened. But at least there's an expectation it's going to be clean. Service will be prompt. There'll be a decent portion, whatever it might be. When you commit to a team, there are no guarantees except that they will actually play, whether it's 82 games or 17 in the NFL or 162 in football. That's the only guarantee. So stop spending money if you're not getting enough back. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember for me personally, when I was younger, I would go, when I first was able to start to go to Met games on my own, I would go even in like 96, 97, 98, even though they weren't very good.
Is that like Gilkey, Bernard Gilkey?
Yeah, yeah, and Lance Johnson. Yeah, I love those teams.
Huntley's,
you
know,
Johnny Franco,
there in 96?
Huntley. Yeah.
Okay.
Like there were things that you take from it, but it was enjoyment of going to the game. Okay, they lose, it's disappointing. Now, as an adult with other priorities as far as, you know, budget and daughter and wife and house and real bills, like, can I justify going to or buying season tickets to teams? No, I can't. But it is fun. And now, all right, as it pertains to these football teams, now it's beyond just thinking about budgetary reasons and the enjoyment of going to a game. What enjoyment are you getting out of it? Maybe some people enjoy that it's tradition for their family and the tailgating and hanging out with your friends and drinking and watching other games and going there. But the product is so bad and so disappointing on so many levels. I don't know how you could, like, I, who love football, I don't enjoy watching the Jets or the Giants. I don't enjoy it. Matter of fact, not only do I not want to go to the games and spend money on them, I don't even want to watch them. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm not enjoying this. It's not entertaining. My time is, like, time's the most valuable thing we have on this earth, because you never know when that's going to end and you can't buy it. I don't want to waste my time. Even in bed, it's our job, but I got to be honest with you. It's not our job to watch four quarters of slop football when we're not breaking down the games, because the games are so irrelevant because the teams are so bad. Mm. So it's more big picture stuff, but I just don't enjoy watching it. So how am I going to justify telling somebody to go spend X amount of money on going to these games?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I just try to stay in my own lane, and, you know, people do what they're going to do with their money, and I respect that. I'll tell you what, I'll be totally candid with you guys. Yesterday, with about 7 or 8 minutes to go, I put the Knicks on.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's an easy
one. I watched the Knicks.
Yeah. The Jets were out of it by half, so you could easily transition to the Knicks.
Yeah, and keep in mind, I'm firing up a live pod immediately after the game, and I watched last 8 minutes of Jet real time, watch the Knicks.
Right.
Because they're just not worth watching. I'd rather, it's odd, I get more enjoyment discussing them than I do watching them. Because at least when I get angry, I feel a little bit better.
Right, therapeutic to get. I mean,
a little bit. Yeah. I mean, that's sad, but that's the dynamic, and that's our relationship.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.